Welcome to Inside Windows Platform. I'm Larry Lieberman, and today on the show, we've got the members of the OCR team here, specifically Evan, who is the dev lead. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do, Evan?
Hi, Larry. So my name is Evan Stilkovic, and I'm dev lead in the OCR team, now part of Operating System Group.
OCR is particularly exciting. I mean, what exactly do people use OCR for?
Well, many things. So although vast majority of information today is already in digital form, there is still an abundance of printed text around us. And if you want to consume that text with any modern device, you need somehow to convert it into digital form. Of course, you can do that by typing on your PC or phone, but oftentimes there are more efficient ways to do the same thing. And OCR, or optical character recognition technology, does exactly that. It can read text from images.
So I know that people have been scanning documents for a really long time. I mean, ever since we had Xerox machines, people have been scanning documents. Is OCR, obviously that plays a role in consuming that, right?
Yeah. So OCR is still used for converting scanned documents into digital form. But more recently, our cameras on our mobile phones became so good that today this is the main way of capturing the world around us.
How did you guys get into developing this OCR class libraries?
Well, we've been developing the OCR technology for years now. And while developing the OCR engine, we've been using multiple test sets to be able to track progress in terms of accuracy and speed. And that's basically what any kind of data-driven algorithmic development requires. However, we wanted to really know how our technology performs in a real-world environment. And that was one of the main reasons why we built the translator app. So in collaboration with the machine translation group, of course. So the app is available for Windows and Windows Phone, and it quickly became very popular among users, primarily thanks to magical camera translation experience powered by OCR Engine.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, what you're saying is that you actually built the app in part as a way of trying to grab larger sets of data.
That's part of reasons, but also. What I want to point out is that only after we put our technology into a real app, we realized how fast and how accurate it needs to be to enable smooth user experience.
I know the translator app. People have the expectation that it's going to show them in real time the translation of any text they point the camera at, and when you think about it from a software perspective, that's a big task. Yeah. What goes on behind the scenes when someone does that, when they point the camera? How does it actually work?
We are doing OCR multiple times per second.
And is it on the client or is it actually on the server?
It's completely on the client.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's why we can do it so fast and provide real-time feedback to the user. And all those learnings from the translator app actually drove subsequent improvements in the OCR engine itself.
But there's the character recognition, and then it's also getting the translation from the cloud, right?
Right. So for translation, actually, we provide both offline and online option.
Okay. They can download dictionaries.
Right. Translation offline packs.
Now your technology has also been leveraged in a number of other products that Microsoft ships too, right?
Oh, yeah. So in addition to Translator, we had our technology also being part of many Microsoft products like OneNote, OneDrive, and more recently, Office Lens.
So this is actually really, really exciting. This is one of the you're at the forefront of some of the hardest problems in software today, and you're building these commercial shipping products for Microsoft, and now we're going to make your class libraries available for third-party developers to use.
Yeah. So after shipping the library in many Microsoft products, we wanted to put the technology into hands of developers and enable them to build all sorts of cool apps which could benefit from ingesting printed text.
And any developer who wants to now can go in Visual Studio through NuGet and actually install the library.
Yeah. So we decided to ship the library in form of a NuGet package because it was very convenient for us. We can easily release subsequent updates, but it's also ultra convenient for developers who can easily add OCR library to their projects and later update to new versions.
And this is a WinRT library, correct?
Right.
Right, so that basically anyone building a Windows Store app for a desktop, tablet, PC, a notebook, or a phone can leverage this library. And in fact, if you're building a universal app, you can actually add at the solution level so that you can automatically add the libraries to all the subordinate projects all at one time.
Yeah.
What other types of things, resources, have you made available for developers?
So for this particular library, we provided MSDN documentation exactly in the same format as for any platform API.
Okay.
It's very easily accessible. Just press F1 on any keyword and you can get straight to MSDN help for it. Additionally, we provided a code sample. And maybe I could just show you how it looks like.
That'd be great. Let's take a look at what it looks like.
So to find the code sample, you just go to codemsdnmics.com and
we'll have a direct link as well on this video.
Absolutely. If you just type in OCR library, it will pop up as first result. And let's try the C# version. I'll just copy it to my desktop. But and this sample is actually a universal app, so you get 2-in-1, both Windows and Windows Phone app. There's a catch here, although the app doesn't compile right after opening it because it's missing the library itself. So here, if I try to...
So if you go to view, you probably... There you go. So you need to add... The first step is that you need to add the...
Yeah, so
the
if I just try to build it and run, I'll get error message that some classes are missing.
Right.
So everything I need to do is just to go to project.
Now you know about how you can add it to both at once, right? By clicking on from the solution level.
Oh yeah. That's also possible.
Why don't we show that? Because I think not everybody's aware of that. You just right click on solution.
And then manage.
Manage NuGet packages for solution. Because the reason is that this enables you to, now you can just search for OCR here.
So if you just type Microsoft OCR, it should come up as a first result. Here is Microsoft OCR library for Windows runtime. It takes just a couple of seconds to add it to your solution.
There you go. And then there's where you got the chance.
You'll need to accept the license agreement.
Right.
By the way, the library is completely free for developers, so you can ship your own apps using this library. Even commercial apps you can sell on store.
And because both those boxes were checked, it got added to both of the compilable projects in this universal solution.
So what actually happened, it added the references to our library. And also it added some resources to a project needed to run the app. So I can just now start the app.
Now, so you start out with the, these are just the English language resources?
Right. So in a couple of minutes, I'll show you how you can add other languages.
Oh, you're compiling to ARM.
Yeah. So I'll switch to x86. So this is an official sample, official Windows platform sample. Everything it does is just loading image. Let's pick a photo. And after clicking extract, it reads all the text from the image. So here you see the extracted text, and you can also choose to overlay bounding boxes in addition to text itself. The library gives you not only the strings for recognized text, but bounding boxes, so you can make any kind of cool UI on top of that.
Got it. And you could do all sorts of interesting things, like dimming out the image a little bit so that it pops out a little bit more or what have you. And this is the sort of thing you see in the apps that we've implemented it in, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Here I choose English, but if I switch to another language, let's say Spanish, here is our message that like some resources are missing. And now I'll show you how you can add those resources to your project.
And the README here is talking about that too, right?
Exactly. So we put that right into the face of developers. So that's the first thing they see after installing the library, because that's otherwise it would be very tricky to figure that out. So in the same package, we provided a tool which can be used to generate resources for any combination of supported languages. So here is a packages folder where the library itself is installed, but it also contains OCR resources generator tool. So currently we support 21 languages. And then if we select English only, that will take less than a megabyte. If we want to have English and let's say Spanish, that's 1.3 megabytes. And you should keep that in mind because that increases your app size.
Does it also impact the ability of the application to run in smaller memory space, so that if you're running on a lower end device, for
example?
Well,
not really, because not all of those resources are used,
they're not loaded
used
at the same time.
Yeah. So I'll just overwrite OCR resources file with the newly generated file. And I'll rerun the app with new resource file. So this time I'll choose Spanish. And it works right.
Right. And of course we don't see any difference because this isn't Spanish.
So those two languages are very similar, so it can work even with English.
Great. Well, this is really good news for the developer because we've taken something that's very hard to do, which is this type of optical character recognition. You guys have spent years building the techniques that you're leveraging in these class libraries. And we're making it available to all of our developer audiences building applications for Windows or Windows Phone today to get just through NuGet and ship directly in their application. And there's sample code to help you along your way. We'll include links to all the relevant resources on this page. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me to your show.
And we'll see you again next time on Inside Windows Platform.